ध्यायामोदमलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीनैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। Yeah, we have seen the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. We will discuss the five names starting from the 151st Nama today, 155th Nama today. So in the previous day or previous couple of days, we have seen Devi being equated with Nirguna Parabrahman. Devi doesn't have any birth, Devi doesn't have any fault, Devi doesn't have any decay, Devi doesn't have any vikaram, Devi is Nitya Shuddha Buddha Muktam. And that is one with what Vedanta calls as Brahman, and what Vedantins believe as one's own self, or what has been summarized by Shankara as Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. So that is what Devi is being equated. Devi is being equated with Brahman, the substratum of the illusory world. And that is what we saw in the previous day Nama as Nishprapancha and Nirashraya. So those sets of Namas are continued again. So the next Nama, 151st Nama, is Om Nirantaraya Namaha. Nirantara, antara, antaram means division or something middle, inside is the meaning of antaram. So antaram means inside, which means a division. Devi is nirvikaram, Devi is without any modification, which means Devi doesn't have any parts, which we have already seen. So nishkala, Devi doesn't have any parts. Since Devi doesn't have any parts, therefore middle or inside, outside is not possible for Devi, therefore Devi is Nirantara. Nirantara also means Devi is Nirguna Parabrahman, which doesn't have inside and outside, which means it is Sarva Vyapi. It pervades the entire world. Antar Bahishchatat Sarvam Vyapyan Narayana Stitaha. So as Narayana Suktam says, Antar Bahishchatat Vyaptam. So antar bahishchat advyaptam, so Narayana or Narayana, or here Devi pervades everything. She pervades the entire world inside and outside of everything, even as space pervades everything. We are in space, space is inside us, space is outside us, there is no differentiation. Similarly, there is no differentiation at all. Why isn't there any differentiation? Because there is differentiation, or there will be differentiation, when a dreamer is in the dream world. But once he wakes up from the dream world, he realizes that there is no differentiation, there was no differentiation, and there will be no differentiation at all. That is the state, that is the real view or realistic view, or that is what is really valid or really true, paramarthika view. Realistic approach. And in that view, in that perspective, Devi is Nirguna Brahman. That Nirguna Brahman who pervades everything, thereby is Nirantara. So one which pervades everything, that means there is no differentiation, that means there is no Bhedam. If there is no Bhedam, if there is, it is present everywhere, it will be present at all time, it is beyond time, space and causation, that means it is not bound by happiness and sorrow or dual notion, which means it is always blissful. And the Devi who is mentioned here is not just a particular form, but that is our own nature, our own indwelling self, Chitihi Tatpada Lakshyartha. So other namas of Lalita Sahasranama itself says that Devi is Chitihi, or consciousness. So there are consciousness which pulsates in each one of us, That is Devi, and that Devi is beyond Desha Kala Vishayam. And since Devi is beyond Desha Kala Vishayam, therefore Devi is blissful, which means we are blissful, which means my very nature is bliss, my very nature is Anandam. That means we will be always blissful. So Dukkha Nivritti and Sukha Prapti. Dukkha Nivritti, removal of Dukkham and attainment of bliss is what is the goal of life, goal of all beings, and that will happen if we realize more and more we contemplate on Devi as Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmeva Naparaha, Devi as Nirantara Deshakala Vishaya Atitam. Oh, Nirantara means she is not bound by space. Where does it say that she is not bound by time? So we already saw that Nirashraya, Nishprapancha, Nirvikara, etc. show that Devi is beyond time. Devi is not bound by birth and death, which means she is not bound by time. So what about causation? So that is what the next Nama says as Om Nishkaranaye Namaha. Devi doesn't have any Karanam. So whatever we see in the world has a Karanam, has a cause. And the supreme cause is the substratum of all illusions that we see, and that we term as Vedanta terms it as Brahman, and here it is termed as Devi. And that Brahman or Devi is without any cause because it is not bound by causation. So it doesn't have any cause, not just because it is the first cause, but because it is always present, it cannot be created. Not only that it cannot be created, there is nothing apart from it to create it, or there is no cause-effect. At the Vyavaharika level, we can say cause-effect is there. The cause is Devi or Brahman, and the effect is the world that we see. But in fact, when we dive deep into this, we will realize that we will have to understand logically. After logical analysis, we have to understand that the world is only an illusion, which means there is no cause-effect. Cause-effect itself vanishes, which means there is no cause, there is no effect, which means Devi is without any cause. So Devi cannot be cause, Devi is beyond cause. So that which is beyond Desha Kala Vishayam has to be blissful. So if Devi is beyond cause, okay, fine. You cannot say Devi is beyond Vishayam, Vishayati Itam. You cannot say Devi is beyond causation, as here it only says that Devi doesn't have a cause. Maybe Devi can create effects, Devi can transform, like the Sankhya philosophy, Parinamavadam. Devi can transform into an effect, thereby like we can say that Nishkarana is fine. Nishkarana means without a cause, but still she is not beyond causation. So that is what is refuted in the very next Nama. Om Nishkalankai Namaha Kalankam. So Kalankam is when something external entity sticks on to Devi. So Kalankam means a dirt or a fault, we can say. So such a thing, Devi is without any Kalankam. So Nishkalanka means Kalankamattam, or Kalankamattaval. She doesn't have any Kalankam. How is it possible that Devi doesn't have any Kalankam? It is only possible because Devi is beyond everything. Devi alone is present. So Devi is not bound by the duality. Devi is Advitiya Vastu. Since Devi is Advitiyam, Devi alone exists. Therefore, nothing else is there to taint Devi. If there is something else, then it should and it will definitely taint. But it is not tainted because Devi alone is present. So Vedanta also gives the example of Akasham. Though Akasham is there, even if we consider that the world is there along with Devi, still world will not taint Devi because we have an example of Akasham. Akasham is not tainted by anything. Though it is present along with all other objects, Akasham is not tainted. Similarly, Atmanah Akashah Sambhutam. From the Atman, आत्मनः आकाशम संभूतम और आकाशः संभूतम, आई डोंट रिमेम्बर द एग्जैक्ट वर्ड्स. सो फ्रॉम द आत्मन आकाशम केम, सेज द उपनिषद. सो आकाशम इटसेल्फ इज अनटेंटेड, इट कैन नॉट बी टेंटेड और associated, impurified, or dirt cannot stick on to Akasham, then what about the cause of Akasham, which is Devi? And it's not just that here, because Devi is a substratum of the illusory world, therefore there is nothing apart from Devi in the dream world. Taking the example of dream world, there is the dreamer cannot be tainted by anything, not because dreamer is partless or without any association like Akasham. That is an example which is given for a person who is in the dream world and wants to know that he is not affected. Such a person, we can say that, who in dream world do you see a space? A space is not tainted by anything. Similarly, you are also not tainted. Know that. We can say. But the real fact or the truth is that once he wakes up, he realizes that there is nothing, no world at all to taint him. There is no world, therefore it cannot taint him. Devi alone is excess. Devi is Advitiya Vastu, Devi alone is present, and which means that nothing else is there to taint, thereby Devi is Nishkalanka. And that is because Devi is Desha Kala Vishaya Atitam. Everything in the world is controlled by Desha Kala Vishayam. Devi is beyond these three, which means at the plane of Devi, at the Paramarthika level, Devi alone is present. And even as the dreamer is present inside and outside of the dream world, Devi is also present inside and outside of the world. So if we have to find out in the world, we have to find out Devi, we have to just pervade Devi everywhere, remove that which differentiates objects, which is Namarupam, remove the Namarupam, then we will realize that Devi alone is present in the entire world. So she is there in the world, like the dreamer is there in the dream world, and therefore she is untainted. So what about, and if Devi is not limited by Desha Kala Vishayam, it also means that Devi is not subject to any limitation or upadis. So Om Nirupadaye Namaha. Upadaye Namaha. Nirupadaye Namaha. Devi is without any upadis. So we consider ourselves as having lot of upadis. We have the upadi of body, mind, intellect, the world, things around us. Everything is an upadi. Everything is a limitation. Everything is an adjunct that limits us, that binds us, that makes us suffer. But with respect to Devi, Devi doesn't have any limitation, because all limitations can be traced back to Desha Kala Vishayam. What about body? Yeah, body, limitation with respect to body is limitation with respect to space as well as in a way time as well. Mind doesn't have any space. That is limitation with respect to time for a particular time period. So we can find, trace it back to Desha Kala Vishayam. Or even if we say body, mind, intellect, everything, Devi is not limited by anything, because Devi is Nishkalanka. Nishkalanka means Devi, there is nothing apart from Devi. Since there is nothing apart from Devi, then how can there be upadi? Upadi is when there are two entities and one entity limits the other entity. When there is a ghatam and when there is akasham, the ghatam limits akasham or seemingly limits akasham. Whereas in this case, there is no duality. Devi alone is present, there is nothing apart from Devi existing. Since there is nothing, or since nothing apart from Devi really exists, that means Devi is not limited. Devi doesn't have any limitations. So at the Vyavaharika level, we can say that the Jiva, or you are limited, you have limitations, but that limitation is seemingly limited. So you are, or the I in you, the chit in you, is seemingly limited by body, mind, intellect, but it's not really limited. Like Akasham is seemingly limited but not really limited, we can say that at the Vyavaharika level. But what is the reality? That is for a person who is in the dream world. The real state is a person who wakes up from dream. So that means there is no limitation at all. What can limit you? Oh, body, mind, intellect. The body, the mind, intellect is temporary, which doesn't even exist. It is temporary means it is not at all there. It only appears to be there. Then that which appears to be there, how can it limit? It cannot limit as well. No, it can seemingly limit itself means there is no limiting. Water can seem to appear in desert, but that also means water is not there. So only a fool will go behind seemingly limited philosophy and catch hold of it. If we catch hold of seemingly limited philosophy, still we may not get Anandam. We have to always contemplate that I am Devi who is Nirupadaye Namaha, Nirupadaye, Nirupadihi, who is without any Upadhi. That will alone give us our Anandam. So if Devi doesn't have any Upadhi, Devi doesn't have any cause effect, she is not in all of those, then she also doesn't need to be controlled. Therefore, Om Nirishwarayai Namaha. Ishwara is a person who controls, who is like a judge, who controls things. Bhayadasya Agnihitapati, Bhayatapati Surya, Bhayadindraschavayuscha, Mrityurdhavati Panchamaha. Kathopanishad says a beautiful shloka where it says that fear, due to fear of the Atman, fear of Brahman, fire burns. Bhayadasya Agnistapati, Bhayatapati Surya, sun also glows because of this. Bhayadindraschavayuscha, Indra and Vayu, they act because of fear of Brahman. And Mrityurdhavati Panchamaha, Mrityu also does his duty because of fear of Brahman. So imagine a state where the sun decides to take a vacation, one day off. Or imagine that death or Yama says, oh, I am tired of meeting people when they are dying, old people with lot of desires, bad desires. I don't want to do all this. Let me take a break. Let me go on vacation to to Hawaii, the beaches. Let me go there or Goa. He says, if Yama or Surya decides that way, then what will be the state of the world? We know. So that doesn't happen because everything in the world, in the illusory world, is controlled by Ishvara. Even as the dream world is controlled by the dreamer and his vasanas, his tendencies, similarly, this world is controlled by Ishvara who is Brahman in the world or amidst the world. But Devi is Brahman who controls the world as being the substratum of the world. And since Devi alone exists, how can there be something to control Devi? Therefore, Nirishwara, there is nothing to control Devi because Devi alone exists. Only when something else is there apart from Devi, there needs to be controlling. And controlling is required for things which are not perfect. Devi is perfect from all aspects. Purnam. So Devi is Purnam means Devi doesn't need to be controlled and therefore Nirishwara. So that which is not bound by time-space causation, that which is not limited, that which is not controlled means it is perfect. It is Anandam in nature. That means that is our real nature. If we seek that Devi, if we are so devoted to that Devi, by contemplating on that Devi at all times, that, oh Devi, you alone are present here. You alone are present as the entire world. You are the self in me. I am you. This body, mind, everything else is only a limitation. It's only a seemingly appearing. It's only an illusion. It appears to be there. It's not there. I know that because Lilgadasnama says that. And if we contemplate, if we go on doing such contemplation, devotion towards Devi will grow. The more and more devotion grows, the more knowledge strengthens, then we will go towards Anandam. So each moment of our life we will feel the Anandam. We will feel blissful, we will feel joyful. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, we will know that this is like a dreamer in the dream world. Whatever happens is like that. We will not be affected. We will be ever in bliss. And such a person is called a Jivan Mukta. He doesn't have Dukkham. He is not tainted by Dukkham. He is ever in Anandam, dancing, or as Shankara says, Nandati, Nandati, Nandatyeva. He is ever rejoicing in bliss. And it is that state that we have to achieve through learning of Lalita Sahasranama. Remembering that the Devi who is praised here is Nirguna Brahman, that Brahman who is our nature, and that Brahman or contemplation of that Brahman through Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Evana Paraha. through that statement that will also give us anandam, make us ever rejoice in bliss, that bliss which is what we are seeking each and every moment of our life. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.